This is an iHeart podcast.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids.
But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Welcome to Today.
From back to school to tackling your to-do list, the Today Show is your best start to the day.
It's a new season, and every morning we're here to help you take it all on.
As the forecast calls for football all across the country.
Blockbuster stars, live concerts, and so much more. Wake up to where it's all happening.
We're getting back to all of it, and the best way to start is together.
Watch the Today Show, weekday mornings at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
This is Danielle Fishel from Pod Meets World. Parents, quick question. When is the last time you won snack time? The other day, I handed my son a perfectly portioned Pinterest-level snack, and he traded it for a Mott's applesauce pouch. I'm not mad, just impressed. And that's why Mott's no-sugar-added applesauce pouches are perfect to keep on hand. They're made with real apples, packed in a super-easy pouch, perfect for tossing in a lunchbox, keeping in the car, or grabbing as you're running out the door. Plus, they're a good source of vitamin C, and kids love them. Win-win. Make sure your kid wins snack time with Mott's. Real apples make real good applesauce. Learn more at Mott's.com.
Saks OFF 5TH is your secret to fashion's most wanted deals at up to 70% off. On the hunt for designer steals that'll turn heads and leave a trail of envy? Uncover Gucci, Valentino, Versace, Stuart Weitzman, and more. With new arrivals dropping weekly at prices too good to stay confidential. Luxe layers, statement boots, and tailored essentials from Saks OFF 5TH will put your wardrobe on the most wanted list. Head to SaksOffFifth.com or a Saks OFF 5TH store near you for a style lineup you won't want to miss.
And we're back with Our American Stories, and here to tell another Hollywood Goes to War story is Roger McGrath. He's the author of Gunfighters, Highwaymen, Vigilantes, Violence on the Frontier. He's also a U.S. Marine and former history professor at UCLA. Dr. McGrath has appeared on numerous History Channel documentaries and is a regular contributor for us here at Our American Stories. Here's McGrath.
Marion C. Cooper was one of Hollywood's most important figures in its golden age. He rose to great prominence in 1933 when he co-wrote, directed, and produced the blockbuster King Kong. Before he retired, he had 6 credits for directing, 19 for writing, and 68 for producing. He worked closely with John Ford, producing such Ford classics as Ford Apache, She Wore Yellow Ribbon, Rio Grande, Wagon Master, The Quiet Man, and The Searchers. What is generally not known about Marion Cooper is his service as a U.S. Army pilot in World War I, and then as the organizer of the Kosciuszko Squadron, a group of American pilots who came to Poland's aid and flew with great distinction in the Polish-Russian War of 1920. Marion Cooper is born in 1893 in Jacksonville, Florida, the son of a prominent attorney. Cooper Lyne goes back to the colonial era in southeastern Georgia. Rising to prominence during the Revolutionary War is John Cooper, Marion's great-great-grandfather, who serves as a colonel alongside Casimir Pulaski, the Polish cavalry commander. After a meeting with Ben Franklin in Paris in 1776, Pulaski sails to America and is soon reorganizing and commanding the Continental Army's cavalry regiments. Though his imperious manner causes controversy, the aristocratic Pulaski serves with distinction in several battles, both before and after spending the winter of 1777 to 1778 with Washington at Valley Forge. While leading a charge during the Battle of Savannah in May 1779, Pulaski is grievously wounded by British grapeshot. Colonel John Cooper carries Pulaski from the battlefield and, according to family lore, is at Pulaski's side when the cavalry commander dies 2 days later. Casimir Pulaski becomes a hero to Americans, including Marion Cooper, when, as a young boy, he is told stories of his great-great-grandfather and the Polish general. The young boy's imagination is also fired by hearing of the exploits of his great-uncle, Marion R. Cooper, who joins the 2nd Florida Infantry of the Confederate Army at the age of 16, fights heroically, suffers several wounds, and is commissioned as a captain at age 20. Moreover, the young Cooper is a voracious reader of tales of adventure, in particular, Paul du Chaillu's Explorations and Adventures in Equatorial Africa, a thrilling account of Chaillu's hunt for gorillas in the forests of the uncharted Crystal Mountains. Chaillu's description of two native women being carried off by gorillas leaves a lasting impression on Cooper. It isn't by accident that in 1933, Cooper co-writes, directs, and produces King Kong. Cooper's thoughts of adventure turned skyward when, at age 10 in 1903, the Florida boy reads of the Wright brothers' 12-second flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. He vows that one day he will fly airplanes. Upon graduating from the Lawrenceville Prep School in New Jersey, Cooper receives an appointment to the United States Naval Academy. He performs well both academically and athletically, but Cooper has trouble controlling his wild nature and receives demerits for infractions of military discipline. His fondness for strong drink gets him thrown into the brig during December 1914, and the academy begins dismissal proceedings. Cooper is only one semester shy of graduation, and he can contest the proceedings, but he feels he has brought dishonor upon himself and his family, and thinks it best for all if he leaves. Too embarrassed to return home, Cooper sails to Europe as a seaman aboard a freighter. He thinks of enlisting to fly for Britain or France, but passport problems interfere. He returns to the United States and works at various jobs, including writing for the Minneapolis Daily News and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He stops drinking entirely and excels at his jobs. But he does begin smoking a pipe. In a letter to his father, he says of his pipe, "He soothes many, many a hatred and many a regret. And whenever I have wanted a good stiff drink, the old corncob has always stuck by me and taken the place of John Barleycorn." In 1916, Cooper joins the Georgia National Guard and quickly finds himself on the Mexican border with General George Blackjack Pershing. Cooper thinks he will soon be pursuing Pancho Villa deep inside Mexico, but his duties are confined to patrolling the border. After several months and on limited action, Cooper gets orders to the Military Aeronautics School in Atlanta. After a year of rigorous training, Cooper graduates first in his class of 150 cadets. The commandant of the school sends a telegram to Washington recommending the newly minted pilot, Marion Cooper, for service overseas, saying, "He is the best man in every respect who has yet entered this school." Lieutenant Cooper is in France by October 1917, but is in for several more months of training before being assigned to the 20th Aero Squadron. Injuries in a crash landing and months of heavy rains and fog delay Cooper's first combat flights until September 1918, which occur during the Battle of San Miguel. Cooper's flying the de Havilland 4 Liberty, a powerful and fairly maneuverable plane, but when loaded with a pilot, a bombardier, ordnance, and a full tank of gas, it is considerably slower than the German Fokker D-7. Moreover, the Liberty's gas tank is particularly vulnerable to enemy fire, which earns the plane the nickname Flaming Coffin. Lieutenant Cooper flies both bombing and reconnaissance missions. His luck holds until a bombing mission in late September during the Meuse-Argonne offensive. His flight of de Havilland is jumped by two groups of Fokkers. Cooper maneuvers his plane brilliantly, and he and his bombardier, N. Leonard, shoot down three Fokkers before his own plane is riddled with bullets and set ablaze. Cooper thinks of bailing out, but he decides to stick with the plane because Leonard is wounded and only semi-conscious in the rear seat.
And you've been listening to the story of Marion C. Cooper. And he's the man who gave us King Kong. And that's in 1933. When people saw this movie, they ran out of the theater. You can still watch it today, and it's still a remarkable piece of cinema. And also, my goodness, producing the classic John Ford movies like The Searchers or A Quiet Man or Rio Grande. Always in the lineage of this family, there was war and service. When we come back, more of Marion C. Cooper's story. It's a stem winder here on Our American Story.
When you're a pro, you need a project partner who delivers results. Ferguson Home understands that selection and availability are critical to transforming visions into realities. That's why they offer the best selection of home improvement products, spanning the latest trends, traditional styles, unique finishes, and smart technologies. From coordinated job site delivery to online project management tools, they tailor their services to support your goals. Their experienced associates know construction inside and out, helping you find exactly what you need to exceed your expectations. And I can tell you personally that my contractor used Ferguson Homes and exceeded our expectations and his. With more than 250 showrooms nationwide, Ferguson Home is your trusted partner from concept to completion. Whether you're managing large-scale projects or perfecting a single detail, they have the expertise and selection to help you succeed. Visit your local Ferguson Home showroom or go to FergusonHome.com to discover kitchen, bath, and lighting solutions that set your projects apart. Ferguson Home, where it all comes together. Explore top brands like Kohler at FergusonHome.com or visit your local showroom.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.
huddle up.
We got one play. Everything we work for comes down to this.
Quick question. Speaking of workouts, how would you rate your athletic program?
Bro, we're in the middle of the state championship.
Oh, so like a B+ then?
Dude, get out of our huddle.
Well, at Homes.com, we leave it all on the field to get you detailed information on local schools.
Off the field!
Off the field. Copy. All right, go sports.
How'd he even get in here?
Homes.com.
Bingo.
We've done your homework.
This is Danielle Fishel from Pod Meets World. Parents, let's talk snacks. If your mornings look anything like mine, one kid's trying to pile drive a pillow and the other is trying to zip themselves into a backpack. Meanwhile, I'm trying to sign a permission slip with an eyeliner pencil because that's all I could find. That's why Mott's no sugar added applesauce pouches are perfect to have nearby. These things are clutch and are perfect for moments of stress. Made with real apples, no sugar added, and the pouch. Genius. It's mess-free and perfect for the car, the lunchbox, or after-school activities. This is a snack you can feel good about and a good source of vitamin C, too. Just tasty applesauce your kids will actually want to eat. The other day, I handed one to my son mid-meltdown. He took a deep breath, squeezed the pouch, and suddenly he was calm. He had a tiny apple-powered moment of zen. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Mott's. Real apples make real good applesauce. Learn more at Mott's.com.
Saks OFF 5TH is your secret to scoring fashion's most wanted deals at up to 70% off. On the hunt for designer steals that'll turn heads and leave a trail of envy? Uncover Gucci, Valentino, Versace, Stuart Weitzman, and more top designers at prices too good to stay confidential. Dare to get caught up in luxe layers, statement boots, fall denim, and bohemian dresses from Saks OFF 5TH that'll put your wardrobe on the most wanted list. Men's must-haves are here too, with tailored essentials, cozy sweaters, sneakers, and designer accessories for every fall mission. With new arrivals dropping weekly at Saks OFF 5TH, the pursuit for the ultimate find is always on. Whether you're looking for a seasonal wardrobe refresh, shopping for a specific occasion, or just want to get inspired, Saks OFF 5TH is your partner in crime for the big score. Head to SaksOffFifth.com or a Saks OFF 5TH store near you for up to 70% off every day. This is a style lineup you won't want to miss.
And we continue with our American stories. Marianne Cooper's airplane is on fire after getting riddled with bullets in a dogfight against two German planes in World War I. He thinks of bailing out, but decides to stick with the plane because his bombardier, Ed Leonard, is wounded and only semi-conscious in the rear seat. Let's return to Roger McGrath.
With badly burned hands and using only his elbows and knees to control the stick, Cooper crash lands the plane in a field. By the time Cooper and Leonard extract themselves from the wreckage, a German pilot, who is one of those in the air duel, also lands in the field. As described by Cooper, the handsome and metal-bedecked pilot strides over to the wounded Americans, salutes them, and renders aid. German infantry soon arrive, and Cooper and Leonard are taken to a German field hospital for treatment. German doctors save Cooper's hands and Leonard's life. Cooper and Leonard are listed as MIA until the Red Cross sends word early in November that they are alive and recovering from their wounds in a German hospital. The armistice is signed a week later, and Cooper and Leonard are soon repatriated. Once back in France, and now a captain, Cooper volunteers for a humanitarian mission to Poland. The Poles are starving, their condition made even worse by a Russian Bolshevik invasion. World War I may be over, but the Polish-Russian War is just beginning. Cooper's organization of truck convoys with tons of food and medical supplies endears him to the Poles, especially in East Galicia, now part of Ukraine. However, he longs to join the Poles in fighting the Russian Bolsheviks, who are able to send more than 700,000 troops into Poland after defeating their white Russian foes. Cooper personally contacts Poland's head of state, Marshal Joseph Pilecki, asking permission to organize a squadron of American pilots to fight alongside the Poles and repay the American debt owed to Poland for the services of Kazimierz Pulaski and Tadeusz Kosciuszko, another Polish nobleman who served in the Continental Army with distinction. With Marshal Pilecki's approval, Cooper begins recruiting American pilots. The first to join is Colonel Cedric Errol Fauntleroy, a tall Mississippian who flew in Eddie Rickerbacker's famed squadron. Cooper wants a squadron named in honor of Pulaski, but Fauntleroy wants Kosciuszko. Since Fauntleroy is the ranking officer, the unit becomes the Kosciuszko Squadron. In addition to Captain Cooper and Colonel Fauntleroy, the founding members of the squadron include Captain A.H. Kelly of Virginia, Captain Ed Corsi of New York, Lieutenants Ed Noble and E.P. Graves of Massachusetts, Lieutenant Carl Clark of Oklahoma, Lieutenant Ken Shrewsbury of Virginia, Lieutenant Elliot Chess of Texas, and Lieutenant George Crawford of Delaware, certainly a cross-section of America. Many more American volunteers will later join the squadron. By January 1920, the squadron is in action, contributing significantly to turning the tide of battle against the Russians. Captain Cooper's in combat whenever weather permits, often flying low-altitude missions against the Cossack cavalry, which is attempting to sweep through eastern Poland and into Warsaw. The American pilots employ tactics they learned in the World War I battles of San Miguel and Argonne. First, they would fly over the Cossack columns at 600 feet above the ground and drop their bombs by hand. Then they would dive down to only a few dozen feet above the ground and fire their machine guns at the now fleeing Cossacks. These bombing and strafing attacks are devastating to the Cossack cavalry, but also take a toll on American pilots. Flying at such low altitudes, particularly on the strafing runs, means small arms can bring down a plane. Cooper also flies several missions to Kiev, where he has a beautiful Polish girlfriend. He later recalled, "The day I flew down a street in Kiev with a wing almost shot off so I could wave to my beautiful, luscious blonde and have her blow a kiss at me. And if that wasn't worth risking your life for, I don't know what is, particularly as I had a date with her that night." On July 13th, Cooper is strafing Cossack cavalry when bullets rip through his gas tank and his engine begins to sputter. He switches to his reserve tank, but no luck. As his plane is gliding to the earth, he watches Cossacks galloping their horses to catch up with him. His dead stick landing is smooth, but then his wheels hit a ditch and the plane ground loops. Cooper is thrown out of the cockpit and hits the ground with a thud. He struggles to his feet, walks a few steps, then passes out. Cooper regains consciousness with the help of a kick from the boot of a dismounted Cossack. Cooper sees he's surrounded by the notorious Russian cavalrymen. Cooper later says, "They look like wild dogs jumping after a piece of raw meat." He endures 3 days of beatings and whippings before arriving at the headquarters of the Cossack cavalry commander, General Simeon Budeni. Cooper thinks he will be interrogated and executed, but is surprised to learn Budeni has a fondness for the Kosciuszko pilots. A few weeks earlier, the pilots could have killed Budeni while he was riding in a train. However, the Americans saw his wife was with him and decided to fly by without attacking. Budeni offers Cooper a job as a flying instructor for the Bolsheviks, but Cooper will have none of it and is sent to a prison near Moscow. Malnutrition and disease take the lives of prisoners week by week, and for various reasons, prisoners are occasionally lined up against a wall and shot. Cooper is chosen for the wall three times, but each time his execution is called off. During the spring of 1921, he and two of his fellow prisoners, both Polish lieutenants, swear an oath to each other that they will attempt to escape or die trying. Days later, when they were among a group of prisoners taken into a forest to chop wood, Cooper and the Polish officers slip away. Moving rapidly through the forest, they have the good fortune to come upon a rail line and leap unseen aboard a freight train headed west. The train takes them much of the way to the Latvian border, but then it's travel on foot, only by night, and only off the beaten path. At one point, Cooper has to cut the throat of a Russian soldier on patrol. When Cooper reaches Warsaw, he's greeted as a conquering hero. Cooper says all the Kosciuszko squadron did was nothing more than payback for the contributions of Pulaski and Kosciuszko to America's freedom in the American Revolution. Once back in the United States, Cooper goes to work as a reporter for the New York Times. After 6 months, though, he's able to join an expedition led by a wealthy explorer from California, Edward Salisbury, that is sailing to far-off places in search of adventure. This is something Cooper has dreamed of since he was a little kid. The expedition takes Cooper to the most remote islands of the Southwest Pacific and to those of the Indian Ocean, islands of headhunting, human sacrifice, and cannibalism. Out of the expedition comes hundreds of photographs and hundreds of feet of film, which is turned into a documentary. Also coming out of the expedition is a book, The Sea Gypsy, written by Marion Cooper. The documentary and the book take Salisbury and Cooper to Hollywood. Cooper is soon writing, directing, or producing some of the best movies to ever come out of Hollywood. People often say Hollywood doesn't make movies like they used to. It may be because Hollywood doesn't have men like Marion Cooper anymore.
And a terrific job on the storytelling, as always, by Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Roger McGrath. We love the Hollywood Goes to War series. And my goodness, so many great men served when they didn't have to. There were many other ways they could have gone about helping the effort, war bonds and the like. People like John Ford, Frank Capra, John Huston, Jimmy Stewart, Clark Gable. Gable, at the height of his career, doing this over and over again. The story of Marion Cooper here on Our American Story.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
The day begins at the Chase Sapphire Lounge by the club at Boston Logan Airport. You get the clam chowder. In San Diego, it's tostadas. New York, espresso martini. It's 10 a.m. Why not? It's the quiet before your next flight, the shower that resets your day, the menu that lets you know where you are. This is access to over 1,300 airport lounges and every Sapphire Lounge by the club. And one card that gets you in. Chase Sapphire Reserve, the most rewarding card.
Learn more at chase.com/Sapphire Reserve. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC, subject to credit approval.
This is Danielle Fishel from Pod Meets World. Parents, quick question. When is the last time you won snack time? The other day, I handed my son a perfectly portioned Pinterest-level snack, and he traded it for a Mott's applesauce pouch. I'm not mad, just impressed. And that's why Mott's no-sugar-added applesauce pouches are perfect to keep on hand. They're made with real apples, packed in a super-easy pouch, perfect for tossing in a lunchbox, keeping in the car, or grabbing as you're running out the door. Plus, they're a good source of vitamin C, and kids love them. Win-win. Make sure your kid wins snack time with Mott's. Real apples make real good applesauce. Learn more at Mott's.com.
Huddle up. We got one play. Everything we work for comes down to this.
Quick question. Speaking of workouts, how would you rate your athletic program?
Bro, we're in the middle of the state championship.
Oh, so like a B+ then?
Dude, get out of our huddle.
Well, at Homes.com, we leave it all on the field to get you detailed information on local schools.
Off the field!
Off the field. Copy. All right, go sports.
How'd he even get in here?
Homes.com.
Bing-dong.
We've done your homework.
Hi, it's Danielle Fishel from Pod Meets World. You know that moment when you're getting dressed and it's just total chaos? Your kid can't find a shoe, the dog's barking at his reflection, and all you need is a go-to outfit you can trust. If you're tired of options that miss the mark, let me put you on to JCPenney. No, don't give me that, wait, seriously? Look, they've got stylish, dependable pieces that feel effortless. A perfect solution for busy parents. I just picked up an A&A denim blouse and Liz Claiborne A-line dress. Both easy wins for when I'm on the go and super affordable. And the best part? The shocked faces I get when I say, yeah, it's from JCPenney. Don't miss out. Shop now at JCPenney.com. Yes, JCPenney.
This is an iHeart podcast.